episode number 171, and Rory McIlroy has done it.
I was wrong.
Grand Slam. We were all wrong.
Yeah.
We were all wrong. We thought it would never happen. It finally did. Probably one of the most memorable Masters since Tiger won it back in 19.
I was the one preaching he wasn't going to do it. May have sneakily snuck in a...
Yes, I did see that.
A little live bet. Won me some
nice
money.
Nice little live bet for Rory. My DeChambeau bet went into Sunday. Did not go so well. I'm now...
Should have been out putting late at night with all those locals.
That and, you know, the 54 holes. You know, Liv plays the 54. PGA, 54 plus 18 is 72. Right? Thank you. But anyway, we will dive into Masters weekend, Rory winning that whole thing. NHL and NBA playoffs are soon to be underway. The Knicks taking on the Detroit Pistons. Both the Islanders and Rangers are out for the first time in a while.
It's been three years since they made the playoffs.
Yes. So. I'm kind of glad that we can do this preview and not have like any guesses of like who is the wild card team going to be and like who is this. I'm glad we have a set field. I'm glad it's not
usually
going
the
into...
Islanders like creeping in
yeah,
at
it's
the
usually
end.
The Islanders. Like, exactly.
They're going to get in.
I'm glad that, you know, we're not playing a guessing game. We're just going to straight up predict and see how it goes. I'm very excited for that. Although Sam Rosen's last game is tonight. There's some other MSG news that went down, but we will not.
I mean, that is just tough. On the last night, is he going to talk about
it? I have no comment. I have no comment on that.
I won't say anything further until we know.
Sam Rosen's last game. So NHL playoffs start on Saturday. Same thing with the NBA. We will dive into a little bit of the playing games for the NBA that happened already. The Warriors take down the Grizzlies in a war. That was
a gritty game.
Unlike
the Mavs
game. The Mavs one, that was insane. Did not see that coming, if I'm being honest. Who else was there? There was the Magic dominating Atlanta.
The play is so freaking stupid.
It's so dumb.
I don't want to talk about this.
I learned this the other day. Did you know that the Magic won their division?
And they're in the play-in?
And they were in the play-in against the team that finished second in their division.
What is the point of divisions then? Like, what's the point of even having
them?
Just
get rid of them.
There's no point. Just have two divisions. Yeah, what's the point?
I don't understand.
Unless you want to go to an NHL-style format, which
well,
that would be crazy.
Here's the thing, though.
Stan, imagine an NHL-style format in the NBA. Then you're praying on division games. Yeah, I can't.
Well, because the thing with that was, I think I remember the playoff format used to be like the top three division winners got the top three seeds. But then one year, the Mavs won like 60-something games and were like the four seed or some shit. Even though they should have been the one because the Spurs were in their division, and then there was
welcome to the world of baseball. Sack it up, dude.
They were the four seed and like the three seed. Like they were not that good. Look at the MLB playoffs.
Just every year, look at the MLB playoffs. It's the same thing in that over there. I mean, there's no difference.
Anyway, we'll dive into NHL and NBA playoff series, as well as the NBA play-in games that happened and the NBA play-in games that are going to happen tomorrow.
There's just one left, so
Two. Memphis and Dallas, and then...
Oh, Heat and Atlanta, yeah.
Yes, Heat and Atlanta.
Wow. So, two games I don't care about.
Yes. Let's get it started. Rory McIlroy has done it. He is a career Grand Slam. He got it.
Yeah.
The monkey's off his back.
Stan, he had it, then he almost blew it, then he got it back.
It was in the most, like, Rory fashion ever, where he had the big lead, like, five holes in, and then he started slipping away, and then Rose got the lead, and you were thinking, no way Justin Rose can do this. Like, they were just thinking, no way.
He was playing phenomenal.
Like, he was playing great. Like, that
putt. It was a putt, right?
The putt on 18 was incredible from Rose. But when Rory missed that putt on 18 to force the playoff.
It felt like deja vu, dude.
It felt like deja vu with the choke at the U.S. Open last year.
It was just like the same thing. Those 8-foot putts will kill you, man. They'll kill you.
They will kill you. Those greens at Augusta are tough.
Oh, my God.
He was able to finally do it. And now, like, I know we have hated on Rory on this podcast before.
For good reason. but give him his flowers. Give him his flowers.
Yeah, no, he absolutely deserves it.
He acts like a prick sometimes, but you know what? Give him his flowers.
Yeah, but I just feel like we're not seeing a career Grand Slam for a while.
No, no. You
want to know who's the closest? Scotty? No, it's Jordan Spieth.
Wow. Yeah, he ain't getting
it. I think he needs a PGA championship. That's all he needs. He already won the Open. He won the Masters twice, I believe, right? He won the Masters twice?
Yeah. I don't know if he gets it. I mean, he's not.
Yeah, I don't. And then the next closest is Phil, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think
that's not going to happen. Scotty only has two majors, and they're both Masters.
Oh, yeah, only. He's only has two Masters.
Many are saying Masters merchant, Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah,
many
do you want to call him a Masters merchant for winning two Masters?
Kidding. I'm kidding.
No, he didn't play terrible.
No, he didn't.
He did exactly what he needed to do. He just to make money, at least. You know, he wasn't in it from the get-go, but... To sit in that like middle ground area and, you know, always be at striking distance, he made it interesting.
He did make it very interesting. As I fill out my NHL bracket, I'm reminded that we have a 0.003% chance of having a perfect bracket. I think that's including games. That just says 0.003%. Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Pray that we have the perfect bracket. One of us, at least. Anyway, there was other shit going on from the Masters. The Bryson DeChambeau choke. I wouldn't even necessarily call it a choke.
He was gaining up the leaderboard, but...
He was at one point, because Rory two-putted on one, and it was like, oh, shit.
You're right. But, I mean...
We were like, oh, shit, here comes Bryson.
Was it 14? Oh, I'm trying to think of the hole. There was one where Bryson just completely kind of imploded, and it was wraps there.
Yes, the water on 13?
I don't know if it was 13 or 14. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. It happened. It felt like it happened so long ago, but no. Well, I mean,
it shows you a shot, then another shot, then another shot. Yes, like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
It kind of just like reminded me, like, I just remember 2 years ago when Brooks Koepka, or not even 2 years ago, actually, yeah, 2 years ago when, you know, Phil placed second in the Masters and Brooks almost won. And then Brooks ended up winning the PGA Championship the next major. And everyone was like, uh-oh, these LIV guys are coming. LIV's getting loud and then all this. And I think the disadvantage for LIV is really showing. I know DeChambeau won the US Open last year, but them playing 54 holes is really, really showing.
Yeah, well, and also, I think, you know, the 54 holes is a big
thing. All the guys from LIV, let's all be honest. Aside from Bryson DeChambeau right now, I don't really think that there's a LIV golfer right now that can be on the level of anyone.
Rom.
Rom, maybe, but Rom didn't really have...
His first two days were rough. I think the top guys in LIV, yeah, obviously, they could be PGA Tour golfers, but I think not like the competitive nature of the sport, but there's no music. I mean, you're really all alone out there. It's a head game. And it's, you know, Bryson, I mentioned it at one point. He was like, the no music threw, not at the Masters, about another tournament. He said the no music really threw me off. It's just the little things that you get so used to. And you're just like, wow, I'm, you know, playing the Masters at Augusta. Like, I really got to focus for 72 holes here.
Who is going to be the new, like, narrative guy? Because in Rory's narrative, like, the narrative with Rory is over. Like, he's got the piano off his back. Who is
guy? I don't know. This is just all the heat flipped to Scotty, and now you just expect him to win everything?
No, he's – I don't think so. Honestly, Patrick Cantlay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but, like, he's not – he hasn't won anything to really, like –
get some things done? I don't know.
He's too young, though. Like, that's the thing.
We're in a weird middle ground where there's, like, no – we're going to start finishing things. Like, I don't know, but they're –
That's a good one. He has a U.S. Open to the PGA Championship, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or just a PGA Championship.
I know he's PGA Championship. I don't know about the Open.
Colin Morikawa. Let's see. He has a PGA Championship and an Open Championship.
There you go. That might be the next guy.
He's gotten close.
He's got a phenomenal swing.
Yeah. I mean, his best finish in the Masters in his career was last year where he tied for third, and then the U.S. Open in 2021 where he tied for fourth. So there's really...
Yeah.
There's a shot
maybe
there.
Neiman?
He had a horrible, horrible...
Tell me about it, man.
Yeah, he had a horrible second half. I'm trying to figure out if the 2020... Was it in... Okay, no. It was in England. Because I'm like thinking like...
I always get it confused. You know, the ones COVID, that switch every year, it's like...
Yeah, but then like, you know, COVID like happening. Like, who knows if they had like the British Open in like Texas. Like, remember... Remember when they had the Rose Bowl at AT&T Stadium?
Yes, I do remember. It was just a weird time. Everything was thrown up.
But, like, we didn't care just because it was just football on our screen. It was the playoffs.
I mean, I was going to Islanders playoff games, and they were doing, like, COVID tests outside, and just to fill the stadiums. I mean, they'd have a nurse take it, put it about this far up the nostril, so not even, like, in the nose. Give it a little wipe and just be like, all right, you're good. Get out
there. The thing with that, too, was, like, can't even like remember just like looking back like
it was we had a to, like, long carry, time
like,
ago
a vaccine card with us
it was and then, 5 years ago like 5
you had to like,
ago,
like, had to, like in order to go into games you have to show proof of vaccination.
Yeah, I had the Excelsior
pass. Yeah, the Excelsior pass, forgot about that. But anyway, congratulations to Rory. He becomes the sixth person to achieve the career grand slam. I'll say it, Colin Morikawa is next.
That might be it.
I have faith in the guy. Maybe I don't know what it is. Maybe we do. What if he's like a no fan merchant though?
You know,
that's why I love these narratives. Like his two major wins had no fans.
Can Bryson ever win a Masters? Like, does that ever become like sort of a discussion? I know it's a little early, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, I know I said before, like if Bryson DeChambeau for our Masters predictions, I said if Bryson DeChambeau ends his career not getting a green jacket, then what are we doing? But I don't know. I think
then you can stick to that one right there, buddy.
But after watching him on Sunday, it was
he's a bit of a head case. The
54 holes really like the lack of playing four rounds kind of showed. Oh boy.
Yeah.
What the hell did I just see?
No. Anyway, yeah, it was a hell of a Masters though. Hell of a Masters.
Yes.
Production was great.
Best one since 2019.
Yes.
Best one since 2019. All right. Now what we're all here for. Let's start with the NBA, considering that both of our teams are in it. And Tim has actually something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, baby. I do. I think they're going to do it.
I'm just going to be like, all right.
You got to get through this first round, buddy.
And yeah, speaking of, let's start off with that first round. The Knicks.
It's no cakewalk.
Yeah, I agree. The Knicks are taking on the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons are back in the playoffs with your old friend. JB.
Yeah.
JB Bickerstaff. He's back. Let's start with the keys to success for the Knicks. I think that the Knicks need to use, like, they've been underutilizing Cat shooting all year.
Space that floor.
Space the floor. You can have, like, it's going to, if you space the floor, it's going to be very difficult for Jalen Duren or Isaiah Stewart to even guard Karl Anthony Towns. And it would just, like, allow Duren to just guard in space and Cat moves like a guard. I don't think
Durant kill him in open space. He would kill him in open space.
That's exactly. And also, we have to cook the mismatches. Like, if Detroit puts one of either Durant or Stewart on Josh Hart, Cat needs to mash the smaller matchups. Like, there's no doubt about it. And also, on the guard side, too, putting Malik Beasley or Tim Hardaway Jr. in ball screen actions can lead to good offense, considering that they are not good defenders.
Yeah.
Like, the talent is there. I just don't understand why it's not clicking.
Who's going to guard Cade? Is Jalen just going to take him on?
I think it's going to be OG.
They think so, too. I think OG said all right. I think that's
it's going to be OG.
That's a good job for him right there.
It is.
You shut him down. You shut a lot of things down for that offense.
From Detroit's side of things,
they are scrappy, man.
They are very scrappy. They're young. They're athletic. They're tough. Their goal should be to wear down the Stars. They should wear down Brunson. Their goal should be they should aim to wear down guys like Brunson and Towns. And Asar Thompson can do that. They need to hunt the weak links. Karl Anthony Towns goes and drop coverage. It's over. Like, Cade's going to kill him. And, like, targeting Brunson in ball screens can lead to a favorable switch or an opening for shooters like Malik Beasley and Tim Hardaway Jr. And they are going to try to avoid having Cade guard OG Anunoby because it's a favorable matchup. Honestly, like, Cade might have a hard time being guarded by OG.
I think he will. I think that's kind of the goal here is if you could shut him down and take
He's going to be comfortable against any non-OG matchup.
You need Malik Beasley not to shoot the ball well. Like, you really need to get out there and close out on him. That's a huge stop. I think the Pistons have a point to prove. They're, what, 0-14 in the playoffs since 2008? Like,
They're
not very good. So I think this is the team that maybe has a point to prove. That being said, the Knicks, they're better basketball teams. In my bracket, I picked the Pistons to beat the Knicks to pick. In my mind, I still think the Knicks will win this series.
I have the Knicks at six.
Size kills, man.
They have the talent edge on paper. But let's be honest, they are not playing their best basketball as of late. And here's the thing. Cade can poke holes in their defense and can make this a fight. I'm not expecting this to be a breeze at all. Not at all whatsoever.
But I think Karl Anthony Towns can dominate this team. I think if you can get him.
He can.
If you get him the ball early.
If Tibbs is able to utilize him well and utilize the pick and pop and shit like that.
Establish it early, and then you can move on. Once that gets taken away, then Brunson takes over. Then you have a two-man game. Then you don't know what to do defensively. You have to pick up switches. You got to make decisions on who you want to guard and things fall apart. So.
Exactly. Let's go to the other series in the East. Let's go the Bucks and the Pacers. Key to success for the Indiana Pacers. They need to push the pace. They
James
are fifth
back,
in
isn't he?
No, he is off the blood thinners, but he is not cleared to play yet.
He'll be cleared by if game that, three. He'll be cleared. He'll get the doctor to sign a note for like game
anyway,
three.
The Pacers need to push the pace. They are fifth in transition points per possession, and Milwaukee allows the fifth highest points per possession in transition. Their speed should create a lot of mismatches, not really have them like focus defensively because they're just going to be running that fast.
Also, they have to
space out Brook Lopez.
Because
I think this is a perfect matchup for Miles Turner. And I think if Brook goes into drop coverage and it opens up the pick and pop with Miles Turner, and they may, honestly, if they're utilizing the pick and pop well, Milwaukee may have to put Giannis at center just to even just
and
like control
just
it, stop the bleeding.
That ruins their defense completely. Also, yes. I think for me, the real centerpiece of this entire series is if Haliburton is going to show up. Because I know he's been pretty good, pretty freaking good the second half of the season. But we saw what happened last year. We saw what happened at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a little streaky. So if you can kind of get him off his game, you get him off his game, man. I don't know.
Get him off his game. We'll see. A keys to the series for the Bucks. They got to let Giannis cook. And
if he gets
not
going early, they can't do anything about it.
A soul on the Indiana Pacers, past, present, or future.
He'll kill Miles
that
Turner.
Can guard and guard Giannis. He will bully them inside and at the line, and Indiana isn't really that aggressive on help defense. So whoever's guarding him, you're on your own.
Yeah, and here's the thing, dude. When he gets hot, he starts taking some threes, and if he establishes the 3-point line, you have zero answer.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Also, but here's the thing: if Indiana does have a plan for Giannis and it works,
trap. You got to trap.
Secondary guys have to step up, especially now with Dame is at least out for the start
I
of the series.
That Kyle Kuzma is an option here, but
yeah, they need people like Brook Lopez, like Kyle Kuzma, and Kevin Porter Jr. Right? KPJ's in the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really followed much since he threw that sandwich at the assistant coach.
The soup. Yeah,
and
Kevin.
The Cavs threw him out. The Rockets. Threw him?
Oh yeah, he's on the Bucks. No, Kevin Porter Jr.
Nice
in the Bucks.
Nice poll.
Yeah, thank you. And Gary Trent Jr. and AJ Green to really exceed the expectations and hopefully, you know, get another ring for Giannis. And
they're
and
a dark horse team,
well.
Dude. If they get
they
the
are
most,
a dark horse team, absolutely.
Going, it's...
Here are some stats. Giannis has averaged 37 points per game, 13
what?
Rebounds, and 7 assists on 72% true shooting in his last 10 games against the Indiana Pacers. Milwaukee's won 8 straight to end the season. Indiana closed out their last 15 games at 12-3. Tim, who do you have?
The Bucks. I have the Bucks. I'm going to say 6. I don't want to be like too overambitious, but I could see this being done in like 5 games. If they can somehow slow up Haliburton and sort of take away his space, because I mean, how many assists is he averaging these last few weeks? It's been like 19. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, something like that.
So if
but
you could
19,
slow him up,
but...
and, yeah, well, I mean, it's an exaggeration. But you slow him up and you kind of take away his ability to facilitate the floor, Giannis is steamrolling, and I'm going to take
him to
win.
We'll see. I'm going to disagree with you on the Bucks winning this series. I have the Pacers winning in 7. There won't be stopping Giannis. We know that. But
Pacers can score.
Indiana is the better and deeper team too. Like, we have to realize this. They went to a conference final last year, and they may have been fortunate that, you know, Jalen Brunson broke his hand and like, all right, hey.
They
like,
got
and the Knicks,
blessed.
And the Knicks weren't healthy in the second round. But this Indiana team, so much
run and gun
power on
they
offense.
Just have to score. They have to keep
absolutely.
Scoring. That's their key to win the series. Keep scoring the ball.
Absolutely. Let's go to the other Eastern Conference matchup.
I actually have the Celtics sweeping. I have them sweeping.
I have a sweep as well. It's just going to be too much. It's a great story with the Magic. I know the Magic play great defense. They've been one of the
they
better.
They can't shoot the basketball. What are
yeah,
you gonna, like? What is your
thing.
Plan?
That's the thing. They're a very good defensive team, which is good. They just can't score. And it felt like,
honestly,
in
Boston's
the second
defense
half,
might be better.
Yeah, if we're being honest, yeah. But still, or good defense nonetheless. But anyway, Orlando, there was a point in the second half of the Atlanta game where basically, I'm blanking on what I was saying, they couldn't hit a shot to save their life.
Oh my God, they completely came back. It was like a...
Yeah, they came back and like pushed it to like six,
maybe? At one point, it was like 8 points at one point, and then it was... Yeah.
Yeah, and then they were able to pull away and that whole thing happened. But I just, it's a
talent
gap.
We don't need to spend too much time on this.
We know. And then the Cavs taking on the winner of...
Doesn't matter. Can we both agree on that? Hawks or
Atlanta and Miami.
What, Tyler Hero's going to beat us? I mean, I don't... Sorry.
I think Hero is much improved.
Knock on wood, I may sound cocky, but they literally were the number one seed in the East the entire season, so I'm going to continue to kind of roll on this train. I think they'll be okay. Yes.
Okay, let's go out West. This is definitely...
There's some question marks here. I have a lie. I don't know.
Let's start with the Lakers. Let's start with the Lakers and then Timberwolves. This is the 3-6 matchup,
Yes, it is.
Oh, let's start with the Lakers' key to the games. They got to pack the paint. They got to help off guys like Jaden McDaniels and Julius Randle. Show bodies in the driving lane. I'm sorry. They got to show bodies at the driving lane because Randle and McDaniels love the drive, especially. I know Julius Randle loves himself a drive to the basket. Believe me.
I feel bad also, for Minnesota
they got the short end of the stick here.
It's a toughie.
Yeah. They just can't let Edwards or Randle kind of just get aggressive and drive to the basket. They have to honestly just make – they just got to
– I mean
– make them beat you with their playmaking.
And Dallas beat Minnesota last year, and now you got Luka with LeBron James. I mean, I don't know.
We'll see. They also need to pick on weak points as well. I mean, LeBron and Luka are going to pick on guys like Conley, and they can go to small...
Mike Conley is going to get killed this entire series.
He's going to get killed.
He can't play any defense. He's a traffic cone.
And the thing, JJ may go smaller so we could pick on Gobert. Like, there's so many, like, different options here. I think that this is just like a...
They're going to toy with them. I'm sorry. The Lakers are winning this series. Lakers in five.
Lakers in five.
Lakers in five.
Let's get to...
I didn't even mean that. I didn't even mean it like that, but...
But let's get to the Wolves keys to success. They need to utilize their size. We get it. They have LeBron. They have Luka, but they do not have a center. And now you have Rudy Gobert. They lack a traditional rim protector and true centers. Minnesota can honestly, if they win this series, it's going to be because of their performance in the paint and on the glass. And they also need a mismatch hunt as well. They don't really have great individual defenders to guard Anthony Edwards, and there are multiple guys for Anthony Edwards to pick on. Some stats.
Is LeBron gone?
I don't even know. Like, that's the thing. Some stats. Luka averaged 32 and 8 assists on 62% true shooting in last year's Western Conference Finals. In clutch games, the Lakers are 23 and 16, while the Timberwolves are 20 and 26. Tim, you already said Lakers in 5.
You have Lakers in 6?
I have Lakers in 6. I expect Luka to be as successful as he was in
that's
the Conference
kinda,
Final
yeah,
Series.
That's
kind
of where and you had LeBron James on top of that with his consistency.
Yes, and I just think like the weak points are just too much. Like Mike Conley guarding Luka Doncic.
I think that's kind of my That's really my biggest like. What the hell is he gonna do? I mean,
I trust JJ to really like wall off Anthony Edwards from.
I think JJ wants to prove a point. I think he's gonna. You think he's gonna coach a hell of a series?
We'll see. I mean, I'm excited to see JJ coach playoff basketball. If I'm being honest, but I'm pretty
excited.
It's
been a while since he's played it.
It has been a while, which I'm looking forward to. Let's go to this one I'm excited about. Clippers.
Nuggets. I was losing sleep, dude. I don't know.
I didn't really lose sleep over this, if I'm being honest. I think I have a clear winner.
Clippers?
I got the Clippers in 7.
Dude, Kawhi in the playoffs? Are you kidding me?
Kawhi's fully healthy. James Harden's playing his best basketball in years.
He looks like it's 2020. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
We went into this season because we know the Nuggets lost Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to the Magic. Who's really stepped up in that role? No one really.
No one. They just fired their coach.
Yeah, I know. You just fired Mike Malone. You just fired the GM as well. Ty Lue, let's all be honest. He was I know he had LeBron, but still.
He's a good coach.
NBA championship winning coach. They can take that away from you?
I feel like you may call me crazy for saying this, Stan, but I feel like this isn't out of the realm of... And, you know, just basketball in general. Kawhi Leonard is a top 2 player in the NBA when he's healthy.
Absolutely. Top two is
top,
a stretch.
Top five. I mean, he changes the dynamic of the game stand, defensively and offensively. You can't stop him in the mid-range. He can get to the hoop whenever he wants. He can score at will. He facilitates the ball. And again, I've started with the first point. He's fantastic defensively. He can clamp anyone up.
He can, yes. And to be honest, the center matchup with Zubac against Jokic,
Zubac,
I think
Zubac is really great, dude.
Zubac is more than capable of defending Jokic.
They're now, a sneaky team, dude. They're a sneaky team.
They're a popular pick. I know they were a pretty popular pick last year, and then they lost to Dallas and ran into Luka, but I really think the Clippers have a shot at winning this series, and I have the Clippers winning in seven.
Yeah, I also have Clippers winning in seven. There you go.
We'll go out west again. We're staying out west, sorry. The Warriors. Sorry, holy shit. The Warriors taking on
the Rockets.
The Houston Rockets. Let's start with how the Warriors got here. They took down the Grizzlies. Good Steph game. Curry just continues to... I know Jimmy Butler had the 37, but they don't win that game without Steph Curry.
And they're not here without Steph Curry.
Yes. It was just very funny during that game. John Morant got hurt. He rolled his ankle while landing on a jump shot, and it looked pretty bad. He was limping a lot, and Reggie Miller, who was calling the game, was like, usually when I would have an ankle injury, like, I would go to my happy place. And I could imagine Ja is in his happy place right now. I was like, what would Ja Morant's happy place be?
I don't even want to go there, because I don't know.
I don't think the average viewer can relate to Ja Morant's happy place.
I think we're going to have to leave that one up for imagination.
Yes, imagination. But yeah, and then the best part, too, when he was being treated, he saw him, like, take a pill. And Reggie's like, oh, yeah, he's just taking Advil. I'm like, if that's Advil.
Yeah, that's what Aaron Rodgers took when he sprained his knee. It was my knee.
Yeah. Speaking of, he's in the news.
We don't need to go. We'll save that for next episode.
We'll save that for later. Yeah, but this series is going to be fun. I believe the series price right now, if we can look at that, I will find it. West playoff series. The Warriors are actually favored to win the series. -166 on FanDuel. Houston's +138. That's the thing. Houston's young. This is going to be a great coaching matchup, too, I feel. Because I don't think Ime Udoka gets enough love.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I agree.
I think
Kendrick Perkins wrote in his most improved player of the year. Did you see that?
Wait, he wrote in Ime as his most improved?
I saw it on some social media post. It was so funny. It's like, Kendrick Perkins doesn't even watch the NBA.
I'll
pull it up. You keep going.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to come down to experience, and you know, we said this when the Warriors traded for Jimmy Butler. You now have Steph Curry, and now you have Jimmy Butler, who come playoff time is easily a top 8 basketball player on the planet. Tim, can you agree with that?
I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Jimmy,
I found it.
Okay.
It was just because he miswrote. He wrote in the wrong spot. He meant coach of the year. It wasn't like he didn't know the NBA.
Okay. What was I just going to say? Oh, when the Warriors traded for Jimmy Butler, we all said, now you have come playoff time. You have Steph Curry.
He's the best small forward in basketball.
And then you have playoff Jimmy Butler is without, like, top 8 basketball player on the planet, Jimmy Butler, come playoff time.
Yeah, and Stan literally is the best small forward. There isn't many small forwards in the NBA. He is the best small forward.
It's going to be very interesting to see, like, who guards who, because Draymond's definitely going to get the Şengün assignment.
Yeah, I think that kind of sucks for both of them.
And then Jimmy's going to get Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, that's just
I don't know.
He might get Jalen Green.
Maybe. I don't know. You need some type of physicality. And I think, you know, Van Fleet has experience guarding Curry. He beat Curry.
I was going to say, he actually had a Curry. Very good series against Steph Curry.
Yes. So there's that aspect to it. Then there's, you know, you want someone to match Jimmy's physicality. So you got to have Dylan Brooks out there.
Or Tom. And Amen.
Maybe.
He's been a plug, dude.
He has been.
He's an energy plug. Again, I think that's something that the Warriors lack. They don't have just a spark plug guy that just comes off the bench and feeds.
Took the Warriors in 6.
I took Houston in 7.
I think it just reminds me of OKC last year. They're just too young.
Yeah, but you know what? I think they're sort of on the same pace for OKC development-wise, like age-wise. And I think we're going to see OKC take the jump this year. I think we see a big leap, and I think Houston gets it done.
Okay. And then OKC taking on the winner of Memphis and Dallas. Yeah.
You want 4? I mean, I don't...
4.
4.
Don't care who. Just put them in 4. Okay. So real quick, we'll rattle off. Am I missing anyone? 1-8, 2-7.
No, we got them all.
3-6, 4-5. Perfect. Rattle them off. So your semifinals in the East.
Thunder. Oh, the East. It is.
In the East.
Cleveland, Milwaukee, and
Detroit.
I mean, in my bracket, I'm going to go with the Knicks. In my mind, it's still the Knicks. So I'm going to go Knicks, Celtics.
Okay. I have Cavs, Pacers, Knicks, Celtics. I have the Celtics in.
I think it's six, but I think it's like a grueling six games.
My heart's telling me six, but my mind's telling me five.
We like, got five last year, and we had a beat-up lineup, so I think you,
that is
you
true.
Can get six.
Yeah, I'll go Celtics I think six. They can do and it. Then I have Cleveland taking down Indiana in five.
Yeah, I have Cleveland taking down Milwaukee. I unfortunately think that's going to be a very annoying series if it does happen for Evan Mobley. So
yes.
I think that this maybe goes leaning towards more the 6 and 7. Cleveland gets it done, but I just think it's going to be a real pain in the ass for the two
okay.
big men.
Okay. Out west, let's see.
I have
Lakers, Warriors, and
I
then
have Lakers,
OKC, OKC and the Clippers.
Yeah.
I have OKC taking down the Clippers in five.
I actually have this. You're going to...
I can go six.
I have it
I can
going
go
seven.
Six with that.
I think this goes seven games.
Seven?
I think the Clippers are legit, like a real problem.
They'll like give them a run for their
I
money,
feel
give
like
OKC
really,
a little scare.
If James Harden plays the way he's continually played and we get Kawhi
That's
that
true.
We know in the playoffs, and again, like we said about Zubac, who might win most improved player of the year, like...
Yeah.
They're a force to be reckoned with.
It's a good point. And then I have the Lakers taking down the Warriors in six. So that leaves a conference final.
Houston in six.
Conference final, I have the Cavs in six.
We have the same both. We have the same.
Cavs, Celtics,
the fucking NBA,
Lakers.
Dude. Everyone has the same fucking.
Of course it is. Let me just rip off the bandaid. I have the Celtics taking down the Cavs in seven.
Damn! I know. I have them winning in seven. It's literally just a seven-game series of whatever way it goes. It's just all it is.
Yeah, I have the Celtics taking down the Cavs in seven, and I think it's just like it's the same. You got to learn how to lose in tight spots like that.
It's just annoying. It's literally just going to go either. Well, you know what? Like, Donovan Mitchell's been losing his whole fucking life. It's about time it's over. Come on, win fucking something.
And then out west, I have OKC taking down the Lakers in six.
I actually, in my bracket, picked the Lakers just out of, like, I really want that
this
LeBron nostalgia.
Like a Celtics-Lakers final.
Actually, Cavs-Lakers.
Oh, Cavs-Lakers, sorry.
Which is
sorry,
even
sorry.
The same. But no, oh, that would be crazy, right? That's why I think that'd be nuts to watch. But I think it's going to be OKC. I'm more worried about the Celtics series, obviously. And if we get through that, it's like a breath of fresh air for about 5 seconds, and then you go back underwater because I don't know what the hell you do with this OKC team. If they get in a run, it's going to be a real problem. So we'll have to figure that out.
Okay. Well, clearly we know who you have.
Yeah, I mean, the Cavs, Stan, I said this at the beginning of the year, like, they're going to win the NBA Finals, so they're going to win the NBA Finals.
Thunder in six.
Against the Celtics.
That's my call.
Against the Celtics?
Against the Celtics.
Wow, yes. That would be a dogfight.
Thunder in six.
I have Cavs in seven. I think the Cavs end up playing, like, as many playoff games as you could possibly play. This is, like, one of those gruesome, like, we did it runs kind of thing.
Ooh.
Gear up. Right. Like
you're
up,
like
they're not
you're
going,
like you're going to war
like,
every fucking
you're,
year.
You're expecting like players playing through injury, like a Stanley
no such
Cup.
No such thing as a cakewalk in any year. That's how I felt last year with the fucking Rangers and Knicks every other day.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching Isles Cavs. I'm watching the Cavs barely beat the Magic and the Isles get fucking dick pumped. So, I mean, I don't know.
All right. So you have the Cavs, I have the Thunder winning the whole thing.
It's between three fucking teams. I mean, this is why it's so annoying sometimes.
It is.
Like for me, it's great, but it's just between three teams.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the NHL. This one I do have a bracket for, so look out for that. Let me just take a picture, that way I'm not switching tabs. But let's get started. Any surprises of this playoff, Tim?
You want to flashback to the freaking, what's it called, Four Nations break? I don't think anyone had the St. Louis Blues as a team in this playoff spot. Then what I mentioned, if you want to pull up the clip, Danny Leighton himself actually mentioned that if the Blues get hot, they're one of those teams that could get going.
Did I say that?
We
need to start like taking notes and like actually.
It was a while. I do remember it. It was like a minute ago. It was like right around Four Nations.
Like, we need to like jot some stuff down. It's actually kind of sad. So maybe not. So let's start off with the St. Louis Blues. Speaking of, they're taking on the President's Trophy winner, Winnipeg Jets. Blues are the hottest team in the sport right now, if you're asking me. And this
if you're
the
a
first
Bruins
president.
Fan, you're sick. You are sick.
Yeah, you are sick. If you are a Boston Bruins fan, you're sick.
You lose to these fucks in the cup, they take your coach. They go back to the playoffs.
Just let's bring them back to the playoffs. Winnipeg won the President's Trophy. Their third line is like pretty fucking insane if I remember.
Their whole team is like pretty insane.
Their whole team is insane. But I feel like they've had like the same like collection of guys.
Oh, it's been the same core. Yeah. Ehlers, Scheifele. Yeah, Kyle Connor. They actually just re-signed Neil Pionk to like a seven-year.
Yes, I did see that as well. The goaltending matchup is cinema.
Yeah.
Just like the Four Nations.
You got one guy who sometimes doesn't show up in the big games, and then you got the other guy who only shows up in the big games. And it's like, what do we see? You know, what happens there?
So let's – you ready for what I have? I have Winnipeg winning in seven.
That's literally what I picked.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, wait. I'm wrong. I picked St. Louis to win in seven.
I could see St. Louis winning.
I think it goes either way.
I just think
me, Stan, really the real turn for Robert Thomas, for people who don't know, has probably been not the best, but probably top 5-5-on-5 player in the National Hockey League since the Four Nations break. He's been unbelievable. But the key for Winnipeg in this series, if Scheifele can play like a true number one centerman and actually put up and produce, then they'll win the series. But if he, you know, takes a little bit of a lower step back and Thomas plays, you know, a good two-way game on him.
We shall see. Yeah.
It's the NHL, dude. This one you really don't know.
Okay, yeah. I'll stick with the other one seed in the Western Conference. Let's just get it out of the way now. Vegas, Minnesota.
They're just hurt, man.
That's a sweep.
I got a five. I gave them a gentleman's.
They're a
beat-up team, Minnesota.
It's a great – I mean, you
see,
know –
Beaton's going to play for all you college hockey fans. There
you
go.
Yes. It's nice to see Minnesota, and, you know, their fans have been through fucking hell and back.
They just finished paying off Ryan Suter and Zach Parise. I think that's next year.
Yes. Or is that next year?
It might be.
You know, Kaprizov's back. Erickson X back. But I just don't think
they were too injured for too long. It's just one of those things where you're playing a team that's rolling.
Exactly. I have Vegas sweeping Minnesota. Next up, it's Groundhog Day if you're a Kings or Oilers fan, but this time the Kings have the home ice advantage.
It's a little different.
Kings have improved a lot this year. Edmonton kind of wouldn't necessarily say they took a step back.
They had some bumps in the road.
Yes. I'm taking the Oilers in six, and my reasoning is only because you have the two best players on the ice at all times with McDavid and Draisaitl. There's no other way.
Yeah.
And I believe who is out? I believe Ekholm's out for the entire first round.
Yeah, and then he comes back. They need him.
They do need him badly, but I think that they get it done. I just think that they've been playing each other so many times.
The fourth year in a row? I don't even know. Third. It's the third.
I will say.
If you're going by trend, take a sweep for Edmonton because it's gone 6-5-4. I actually think it went 7-6-5-4. I don't know. They've been playing each other.
6-5, I think it went last year.
So the next one's four?
Or the next one could be four. Adrian Kempe. This is the best bet to do the entire series. I sent this to Tim the other day. Adrian Kempe, over shots on goal. Take it.
Do it.
Take it. He is 12 of his last 13. 12 of his last 13. He
shoots the puck.
Over,
I made a big trade for him. He shoots the fucking puck.
And I believe he had like six shots against Edmonton their last game. So
test that goalie, man. They got a shaky goalie. I will say, Stan, I'm on the other side of the fence here with you. I have LA winning in seven. The reasoning I have behind is just the way Edmonton's season's gone. It's been a little unfortunate with the injuries, especially on this back end. Leon was out for a while. Connor was out for a while. You know, it hasn't really been so cohesive for them this year. The goaltending is always a constant issue. I mean, it really wasn't last year in the playoffs. Stuart Skinner stepped up, but it's been a little shaky this year. I think LA's really finally put something together. Quentin Byfield's developed into the player we kind of think he was always going to be. If anyone saw that highlight reel goal he had a few weeks ago, did you see that one hand in front of the net stand?
Yes, he's
unbelievable. The center depth they have, Anze Kopitar, again, without Patrice Bergeron, we'd be talking about him like he is Patrice Bergeron. He's unbelievable in a two-way game. So is Philip Deneau. And like you mentioned, Adrian Kempe shoots the fucking puck, dude. If he starts putting the puck in the back of the net, you're looking good. And Drew Doughty's back. Expect him to have a little bit of a splash with series. I like what LA's constructed. They're deep. They got four lines. They get a good decor. So I know I picked them every year to beat Edmonton, and I did last year, but I'm going to do it again.
Next up, easily the top two most entertaining. I said this to Tim. I was like, honestly, if I'm being honest, outside of this series right here, Dallas and Colorado and Tampa
Florida,
and Florida
again for like the 100th time.
these series, if I'm being honest, are kind of it's a yawn fest.
Yeah, I just I mean, the East is a little shaky. I will say Ottawa's going to give them a battle in that Leafs series.
Yes, yes,
we'll get to that.
But let's get to Dallas and Colorado. Miro Heiskanen. I believe he's out for the
blow. That's the biggest blow. That's a huge blow.
And now Robertson's hurt.
Yeah, Robo in the last game. They really didn't manage this.
And that's why the Colorado Avalanche will win in six games. Like, I think they have the best players on the ice. They have MacKinnon. They have Makar. Landeskog might be available. Jack Jurgens on their fourth line. Fourth.
Yeah, they're pretty unbelievable.
Fourth line. They're pretty damn good. I just think that the Avalanche are the more experienced team. I know the Stars made the conference final, but I just think the Heiskanen injury and now the Robertson injury is just way too much.
Yeah.
Avs in six.
I can't believe we just keep, other than the Vegas series, I don't think we've agreed on one. I have Dallas winning this series in seven. I know Miro Heiskanen is such a big blow, and I know that's going to hurt. But if he comes back the next series after, all they got to do is get through this one, in my eyes, right? You just got to get through this one. Thomas Harley's taken a huge leap this year. He's been phenomenal. He showed up for that Four Nations roster as that fill-in guy. Yes. He's been outstanding for them. Again, Wyatt Johnston with 30 goals. You got a young core up front that's fantastic. Sagan just came back from injury. Like,
this is a big moment for Wyatt Johnston to step up as the top goal scorer of the series. Yes.
The way they play, they're deep. I mean, do I really, this whole, Rantanen coming back? I mean, is that really, he's going to be motivated, dude. They didn't want him. They got rid of him. He wanted to stay. I think Ottinger and Ned is the better goaltender. I know defense and star power, obviously, I'm going to give it to Colorado. They're a deep fucking team. But if you look on the other side, Dallas is a deep forefront.
Okay.
I don't know. I like Dallas.
Okay. This is a tough series. So that's why it's one of the top two series in the first round. Let's go east. Let's get the easy ones out of the way. Carolina, New Jersey.
It's five because it's a gentleman's sweep. But I don't even want to watch this. I don't either.
You're going to be gathered around with your family on Easter Sunday watching the Celtics blow out the Magic and then the Hurricanes blow out.
I got to watch the Devils. The worst Devils roster they've had since 2 years ago because everyone's hurt.
Let's be honest here. Even if they had Jack Hughes, I'd still take the Hurricanes.
I don't think they would win. I don't think they would win, but
I don't. It's tough.
Dougie Hamilton's back, isn't he?
He is, but
that doesn't move me.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't move me.
It doesn't.
And then Washington and Montreal. I have Washington in five.
I have Washington in six.
See, a lot of people take Montreal.
Montreal's just the electric pick. I mean, they're the younger team.
Yes, that is true.
St. Louis, the coach. Agree. And when's the last time the Canadiens have been in the playoffs? Like, that's the mecca for hockey. And
that is true.
That's the only reason I have six.
I will say, though, I mean, the Avalanche have been involved in, every fucking ceremony known to man this season. They've been involved with I believe they were on the ice for the Matt Martin thing as well, if I'm not mistaken.
The Capitals?
The Caps. Did I say the Avalanche?
Yeah, you say the Avalanche. Yeah, the Capitals have been. They were playing the Capitals.
Yes. I don't know. I just think it's just been a very emotional year, and I don't know, may take a toll on them, it may not. Who knows?
But they're the better team. They're going to win.
They are the better team, yes. I agree. Let's go up top to the Battle of Ontario.
It's going
to
be a bloodbath, dude.
Taking on Ottawa. This is, I see a lot of people take Ottawa.
Star power versus fucking grit. I mean, if you're gonna take Ottawa to win, it is because you solely believe Brady Tkachuk is going to beat the fucking shit out of that team and score 10 goals.
And now here's the thing. Ottawa has the advantage defensively. They have the advantage in goaltending as well. But they don't have Austin Matthews.
No, they don't have Mitch Marner. They don't have William Nylander.
Yeah.
They don't have Matthew Knies, who's probably been arguably the second best, third best power forward in the league.
One could say that. Yep. One could say that. I have the Leafs in six.
I have them in seven. But if you're really sticking true to an Ottawa game and they just go out there and beat the living piss out of them and they play a scrappy game, I could see them winning.
Okay. All right. And then last but not least in the Eastern Conference, the Battle of Florida. Now Paul Maurice has said that everyone's available. Tkachuk's available. You're going to have Aaron Ekblad back in game three, coming off the PED suspension.
Crazy he can play, but.
Crazy. I know. It's insane. But anyway, Tim, I'm going to start with you. What do you have?
It's similar to last year's series, but, last year we were looking at a team in Florida that was just almost untouchable at each position.
Yes.
I think you kind of flip the script a little bit here, and I look at this Tampa team, and I'm like, holy shit, they are firing on all cylinders. I know Bjorkstrand's down. They have a few injuries up front, but dude, they have the best goalie in the world.
Hagel's been incredible.
Yeah, Hagel's been phenomenal. He's got 35 goals, 5-on-5 this year. Not a single power play goal, which is a record in NHL history. You look at the way Vasilevsky's been playing.
Honestly, like, everyone's been talking about Hellebuck. Vasilevsky's been ridiculous. And people need to remember, Vasilevsky was not healthy in that series against Florida last year.
No. And now you got a fully healthy, the best goaltender in the world, who has been the best goaltender in the world for about, I don't know, like 7 years. So, yes. I don't know. I'm looking at and Kucherov, who's probably should win the Hart. I mean, you can't really... What, are you going to talk your way out of it? He's been fucking fantastic.
He's been incredible.
Jake Gensel's now on this team. They are just all through and through, deep, deep. And they have the best head coach in the league.
They do. I have the Lightning in seven. Yeah. I have the Lightning in
seven. It's a seven-game series. It's a seven-game series, no matter where you look at it.
Absolutely. I have the Lightning in seven. It's gonna be tough.
My question mark here, here's really the difference maker for me in if Florida's going to win the series. Does Brad Marchand play in a crazy, exceptional well series and takes what you usually see him play in Boston? And if he steps up to that level, and it's like, all right, now we're kind of losing a little bit of our firepower here.
It could, but I need to see his stats since he's gotten to Florida.
I don't think it's been anything like crazy.
I don't think I've heard his name since.
But he's one of those guys. I mean, he's just one of those guys. You put in the power, he'll score a goal, he's scrappy. He's a rat, dude. The team's full of him.
Yep, it is. I mean, we'll see, but I don't know.
I think if Hedman plays a shutdown series, though, this is like...
Yes. This may go six.
I love Tampa, dude.
Minimum
at
six.
We both probably fucking picked him to win the cup, so I mean, like...
Sorry, I just read something that I'm not going to share on air. But anyway, okay. Yeah, so we each have Tampa. So let's go second round out west. St. Louis, Dallas for you, and then Vegas, LA. I have Winnipeg, Colorado, Vegas, Edmonton. Start with you. Who are your two teams going to the conference final out west?
So I have Dallas taking down the hottest team in the league in the St. Louis Blues. I think you get Heiskanen back. It's kind of another
brand that, me, that right? is true.
On
yes,
paper, again, true. I will say this: when healthy, the Dallas Stars are the best team in the NHL. On paper, when they are healthy. I know Duchesne's still out. Like, you lose guys, but you get Sagan back. They're fucking incredible. And then I go to that Kings, Vegas. I kind of look at two teams that play not an exact similar style of game, but they do have, you know, rely heavy on defensive forwards. They play a great two-way game. I know Vegas' D-line is, like, unfucking believable, and I know the team is so deep. I know that this team is like, all right, they might win the cup, dude. This is a team that might win the Stanley Cup. I'm just so high on the way the LA Kings have played this year. They're the best team in the NHL on home ice. If that continues into the playoffs, I mean, they're not going to...
They only lost four games on home ice, if I'm not mistaken.
It's unbelievable. It's like unbelievable. So I'm going to roll with the momentum they got. I think there's some magic in LA this year, and I have LA and Dallas moving on.
Okay. I have the Avs taking down Winnipeg. This is solely based on the President's Trophy curse. I just think that...
Avs are a better team.
The Avs are a better team.
Jets are fucking deep, but the Avs are a better team.
They are deep, but the Avs are a better team. They played each other in the first round last year. I believe the Avs won that in five.
Yeah, Hellebuck kind of got grilled in the media. It was a little, he's like, I actually played pretty well, and like his save percentage was an 8.95, so I don't know.
He didn't do too hot. And then I have Vegas taking down Edmonton. I just think that Vegas is the deeper team. I think that Vegas right now, in all honesty, is the deepest team in the West.
Yeah.
Best team in the NHL, without a doubt.
They might be the best team in the NHL.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're up there.
And plus, I just think that the injuries for Edmonton are going to catch up to them.
I think they linger, dude. Things linger, and you just, it's like, it's hard to...
You know how hard it is to go to a Stanley Cup 2 years in a row?
You know how hard it is just to get a fucking playoff series, dude? Like, I mean, you got guys puncturing lungs.
Yeah, I know. Then we go out east. I have Caps, Canes. I think we both have that. Yeah,
we both have the same thing. We have the same thing.
Okay. Toronto, Tampa Bay, Caps, Canes. I'll start. I have the Canes taking down the Washington Capitals.
They're the better team.
Yeah, they're the better team. The more experienced team.
Yeah.
The more experienced team.
I would say as a collective unit, obviously.
Yes. And I think that Rod Brind'Amour is going to coach circles around, what's his name? I keep up. Bradbury, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Carberry. Is it Carberry?
Carberry. Yeah. Spencer Carberry. Yep. There you go. And then Toronto, Tampa. I have Tampa.
So do I. I actually, this for me is, if you're a Leafs fan, you might not want to hear this, but I honest to God think they have legitimately zero chance if that's this year.
They're the worst. They have the worst luck on the planet. Now, it would be nice to see Toronto go to the conference final. Like, I will be the first to admit that.
It'd be new. It'd be something new.
It'd be something new. But I just don't think it's going to happen. Honestly, I'll say what I think later on. But I think we're setting up for a Tampa-Carolina conference final.
Oh, I 100% agree with you.
Yes. All right. My conference finals. Vegas, Colorado. Tampa, Carolina. Tim has Tampa, Carolina, LA,
and Dallas.
And Dallas. Start with the LA Dallas one. I want to get your point of view on that.
I think for a lot of like backseat hockey fans, this might not be such an attractive series for you, but if you really love hockey, I mean, this is an absolute outstanding nail. I would love to watch this series a million times over. I think I keep bringing this up, the experience that LA has, the two-way game they play, the depth and forwards they have, the step that Quinton Byfield's taken this year. Their back end's been phenomenal. The home ice stand has been outstanding. Then you go up against a Dallas team who's deep, who's young, who's also experienced while being young. I mean, some of these guys have played. Wyatt Johnson's not even, what, like 22? He's played like 40 playoff games?
Wyatt Johnson.
Something like that.
He is 21 years old.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just like the team.
Already
they
played
have,
40 playoff
it's
games.
It's what I'm saying. Like they have experience while having youth. They probably have the better goaltender. I know you get Heiskanen back. The way that this LA team plays as a collective unit, and when you watch them play, it's almost suffocating the way they kind of take the life out of you, take the breath out of you, and then immediately flip the script and turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they can continually do this, which they have on home ice the whole year, like this is, they've beaten everybody on home ice. I think they could do it again. Going on that whole rant with LA, I still just Dallas, man. I don't know. I have Dallas.
Okay. And then out east, Tampa, Carolina.
I think the Canes are they're like Brett Beatty. This is a perfect example of this. They're too good. Yes. They're not good enough for the Stanley Cup. But they're like really
they just can't get over that.
They can't get over the hump. Like they're really good in the ECF. They're not going to win. They don't have the good goaltending. They don't have the similar goaltending. It's the deeper teams in Tampa.
I think that I'll say that Freddie Anderson and Kochetkov are solid.
They are solid.
But they are not
game. They're not game
stealers. They're not stealing you games.
I mean, look at all the teams that have been successful in the playoffs in recent history. I know you get like miracle runs. Like Aiden Hill has been great. Like that was great. Yeah. I know Steven Skinner went on a miracle run. But you look at like the real teams like Bobrovsky. Vasilevsky. I mean, you run down this list. Grubauer was fantastic when he won the cup. I know he fell off a cliff.
Bennington.
It's just you have the big name guys that show up. So
yeah, out east for me, I have Tampa going to the final. I just think that this is the better team, the more experienced team, and plus Carolina can just never get over.
They just
that
can't
hump,
do it.
It feels
they can't
like
do it.
They just
it's
can't
the
do
Brindamore
it.
Curse. I don't know. And he won a cup.
Out west. Yeah, out west. I have Vegas taking down Colorado.
I feel like if that's an actual series, that's going to be just. Goals.
A lot of goals will be scored there. But I just think that Vegas is the much better team. I just think that Eichel's, I mean, how has he been doing this year?
Unbelievable. He's got 95
unbelievable.
Points. He's Eichel. He's the Eich show, dude.
Exactly. And I think that also Vegas, they're healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't said this about a Vegas team in a while, that like they're going into the playoffs fully healthy. Like no one's on long-term IR. No one impactful is on long-term.
Yeah,
IR,
they might have like a few guys, but... Oh, you want to talk about how Jack Eichel's been this season, Stan? He had the best career of his year with 94 points. The year of his career with 94 points. Yeah.
Yes. I just think that Vegas is just going to be too much for Colorado, and I honestly think that maybe this goes I could see it going to like 5 or 6.
Ooh, I like it though. You know what? I don't disagree with you at all if that's the case.
I
really
don't.
I
can see it like go 5 or 6.
I
hope it's a great series. I hope it is.
Yeah, I think Vegas kind of matches up with that star power along with just having a more solid back end. Like you just have guys like Jay Theodore, Petrangelo, like McNabb. I mean, there's guys that have been there, done that. So
Dallas, Tampa for you. Vegas, Tampa for me. I think we know where this is going. Should we say it at the same time?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Tampa.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of them. Like we lose to them, and then you just like.
You know what? Here's what I was going to say when talking about them in the second round in Toronto. This almost reminds me of the 2022 Golden State Warriors, where you thought they were dead, and then they weren't.
There's not.
And they just sneakily win another title as like a 4 seed.
That is a great analogy because I think Nikita Kucherov is the Steph Curry of like the NBA.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Like the way it's just, dude, I don't know. And they say you can't beat
him. Goaltending.
I'm not joining them, but.
They made the moves. They made them that they needed to make at the deadline, getting Bjorkstrand, which I believe
single right,
he'll be back.
They've made every single right move they're supposed to have made. Like, they got rid of Stamkos at the right time. They brought in Gensel when they should have. Braden Point took a step up and they re-signed him when they should have. Like, they've done everything. Hagel's been – everyone thought that Hagel trade was going to end up being bad for them when they first brought him in because his production wasn't great. He's been fun. He's probably one of the best
players.
They are unbelievable. They're unbelievable. And I...
Outstanding.
I don't want to, like... I hate glazing a team like this, but I haven't seen a team that I feel more confident about winning a cup than this team. Wow. This year is probably Tampa Bay Lightning.
We need to get it on future then, if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I probably...
It would be nice.
I'm saying all this, the Isles were in the playoffs. It'd be Isles in the fucking five.
You're not wrong. It's just you trying to just like convince yourself that you can beat like every. Like, yeah, we beat this team like once back in December. If we do this for like seven games,
it's just all about the goaltending. If Sorokin shows up every year, that's what it is. They'll steal a game.
They'll steal a game. Yeah. Best time of year. I know. Again, I've said this on this podcast numerous times. Whenever a great time of year in sports rolls around, I always say it's the best time of the year. Best time of the year. Best time of the year. NBA and NHL playoffs. Can't wait. Be sure to be on the lookout for some best bets, including Adrian Kempe.
And some reactions. Maybe if we're watching a game on Saturday and there's something, you know, when we're watching the game, maybe there's something crazy that happens and we're just like, oh my God,
what the fuck?
He just missed again in overtime. Game 7 Michigan would be nuts.
That would be ridiculous. All right, I'm moving on to what I saw. Tim, what do you got?
I kind of think I know what you're going to say. Well, you know, you don't even want to speak on it. I'm not even going to speak on it. We'll move on from that.
That's not what I saw. I'm not even.
Funny enough, I'm in a pool with one of my old roommates at Cortland. He's holding a pick'em pool for who wins the Stanley Cup, and the longer your team lasts, you win, obviously. So it was all randomized. He did a random number generator, whatever, and then picked teams out of a hat. I ended up actually getting, funny enough, the Florida Panthers, who I don't have making out of the first round. But, you know, you'll take what you can get. It is what it is. Get. Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
I have two what I saw is...
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, thank God that Aaron Glenn just put his foot down and said, get out of here.
Thank you.
He
made
him fly here. You made a tomfoolery of the Jets last year. Aaron Rodgers, I'm so glad he made a fucking fool out of you and making you fly to New York and come back. Like, thank you. Thank you for putting the foot down. That's what I had. That's what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's, again, ridiculous. We have a draft next week, I just realized.
The NFL? Oh, my.
Yeah, we have the draft on Thursday.
What?
Yup. The draft's on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. It was optional camp.
A week from today.
I was just going to say that. It literally is in 7. All right, yeah, okay. We're going to have to... figure that out.
Yeah, we have to figure that out. I have two. What I saw is my first one I saw is the space thing that happened.
Stupidest thing. I mean, what?
So dumb. So dumb.
I heard Katy Perry started singing It's a Beautiful World or whatever, like A Wonderful Life when they got up there.
What a Wonderful World.
Oh, yeah.
What a Wonderful World. I do.
She started singing Roddy Ricch.
I feel so connected to love. I'm like, what the fuck? I love how, like, everyone, like, universally was like...
This is fucking stupid. Everyone said that.
Because it was. Like, I just felt like, God. I can't stand Katy Perry. I never liked her. And then my next one I saw is... It's a sad one, but we kind of saw it coming. Lee Corso announced his retirement from College Game Day. I believe the one on Labor Day weekend will be his last. Yeah, it was kind of a long time coming. But I will say, I believe the Game Day...
Was it him that called location. That little kid a midget?
Yes.
Get over it. What are you doing, you little bitch?
Yeah. Not so fast, you midget. Fucking great. But what was I going to say? Oh, the location, I think it might be Clemson LSU, which is a very early candidate for Game of the Year. Two great quarterbacks going at it. The top two Heisman favorites. Nussmeier of LSU and Klubnik of Clemson.
I didn't even know that.
You have two coaches, one that thinks he is God and one that is God.
There you go. I'll let
the viewers think about that.
I think everyone knows. So.
Yeah, I think everyone should know. Yeah. Anything else? I mean, I'm gonna watch a Yankee game.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably gonna put the Mets.
Got a very nice sweep.
Oh, if anyone watched that Mets game yesterday, or was it 2 days ago?
Oh yeah, we had to talk about Soto. He misses hitting in front of Aaron. My thing with that is
Pete Alonso's
right. He's right. But number one, he's right, and number two, Pete Alonso's not that bad of a
I'm not saying he's wrong. Like, I understand what he's saying, but there's just no need to say it. Like, you weren't pitched behind. I mean, who cares? You were pitched
especially,
different last year.
Especially in a market that overblows everything. Like, that blows everything.
Sal Licata needs to just shut the fuck up. If I could slap that man in the face, I would, because he just never shuts the fuck. He never shuts up. He always has something to say about something. And it really makes me angry. It really does. Ask Joe Tool what he thinks about him. Ask Joe Tool what he thinks about him.
He's doing his job.
I'm telling you, ask Joe Tool what he thinks about him. Seriously. He'll go on a rant.
Oh my God.
He said he had to stop listening to The Fan because of him.
He boycotted The Fan.
He's like, I can't even listen to my show anymore.
Yeah, we'll see. What was I just going to say? Yeah, the Yankees got a nice sweep, though, against Kansas City. Hopefully we Those pesky little Rays, though, at George Steinbrenner Field, we'll see what happens, which is, again, just an insane statement to even...
They're still selling Yankees gear in the shop, dude. I'm telling you.
They are. I mean, yeah, I believe it. Whatever. All right. That's going
to... Wait, you know what else I saw? Zach Hample. Yes. That motherfucker getting... This guy.
Fucking foul ball guy.
There we go. You're sitting up for this one. I love it.
I did sit up for that. Fucking foul ball guy. For those that didn't see it, Zach Hample, he didn't reach over. Technically, he didn't.
What are you doing, dude? Give it a rest, bro. Give it a rest.
Let it go.
He's like, I wrote a book. I got a bucket of all these baseballs.
I wrote a book on, I know how to say, can I have a ball in like 8 different languages?
Bro, that man makes me so angry. The video of him like knocking over a kid to catch a foul ball, like he's just the worst.
Remember his issue? Remember when he went to a game at Fort Bragg? I remember on July 4th weekend, I forgot who was playing who, but they had a game at Fort Bragg that was only open to military only.
And he tried to get in?
And he got in. Apparently he like knew someone like in the military.
Nah, that's like, this guy's scum, dude.
Yeah, that was bad. Speaking of other out of weird locations for games, you know there's Bristol Speedway.
Yeah.
Like the 130,000 seat.
Yeah.
Braves Reds.
Yes, I completely forgot about that. What, like, they gotta go, that's, like, how the fuck, what are you sitting all the way, like, I feel like, what's the worst seat there? I'm trying to, like, think about that.
Honestly.
Like, because if you're in, like, top left corner, you're just like, you can't even see anything. What am I doing?
That is true. I gotta find out where, when it is. I have the red schedule in front of me right here. Yeah, we will figure that out. Anyway, it's irrelevant. Actually, wait, I may have found it. Yep, I found it. August 2nd, 7:15 on Fox.
All right.
Saturday night, prime time.
We'll watch it.
Bristol Motor Speedway. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. I will get it right one day, eventually.
Got to write that one time.
Follow us on I did. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Be sure to like our videos on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube. Be sure to leave a comment on our YouTube. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
5 stars.
5 stars only. And we will see you guys next week for a little playoff recap and an NFL draft preview. Hopefully, Abdul Carter is a New York Giant, right?
I don't even know what the Jets should get.
I think you should get Warren from Penn State, but that's just me.
I wouldn't mind that. I heard Genty's name get thrown around somehow.
That wouldn't make much sense. All right. Peace out, guys.